Good afternoon, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. December will get off to a very rainy start as a strong storm system impacts our area with widespread rainfall and the potential for heavy thunderstorms late Monday night through Tuesday. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches are likely, but could be higher, which could lead to some flooding of the typical low-lying and poor drainage areas around Whiteville. For a better look at the weather, you can always check our meteorologist Christopher Cawley's daily weather blog at ColumbusCountyNews.com. County commissioners tonight will consider a fee schedule for cell phone towers. County Commissioner Giles Buddy Bird initiated the request after the board approved a new stricter ordinance at their last meeting. He noted that although cell towers can last 20 years and prevent other uses of the surrounding property, after the building permits are issued, the towers generate no additional revenue for the county. You can attend the meeting in person at the commissioner's chambers, or it can be viewed online on the Whiteville City website. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers has announced that on Saturday, December 6th, from 12 until 3 p.m., everyone is invited to have cookies with Santa. You can meet the sheriff while you're visiting with Santa, and this free event is open to everyone. It's taking place at 821 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. We hope to see you there. On November 17th, Brunswick County Commissioners approved transferring funds for a new Brunswick County Sheriff's Animal Protective Services facility, expanding their current housing capacity. The board voted 4-1 to move $650,000 from the county's capital reserve undesignated funds to build the new 10,000-square-foot building, which will be located just north of the existing APS site on Green Swamp Road in Supply. It will help meet the needs of the county's growing animal population. The Leesville Christmas Light Show is now up and running. Corey Lee and his family decorate their yards off NC-130 with thousands of lights and ornaments every year. The Leesville Show is located at 7020 and 6972 New Britain Highway South in Whiteville. The show runs every night from 5 until 11 p.m., although the music is turned off at 10 p.m. Visitors are asked to park on the side of the road or in the driveway, but please not on the grass. Whiteville High School will be hosting the Wolfpack Christmas Bazaar tomorrow from 4 until 9 p.m. at the school. There will be local vendors set up, gift wrapping, a silent Christmas tree auction, food trucks, and so much more. Tabor City's Christmas celebration kicks off Thursday with the parade at 6:30 p.m., followed by the Christmas tree lighting at the gazebo. There'll be caroling, the Stallions Marching Band, Reclaim Ministries, Alyssa Strickland, and more. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be welcoming visitors, and chili and cocoa will be for sale as well. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by Newsong. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewood's Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.